What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers. I met some thrivers this weekend. Of said disorder. Okay. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about, should you tell them that they are a narcissist? Should you tell the person that you're dealing with that you think that they might be narcissistic? Did you think that they might be a toxic person or whatever? Do you think that they should be, you know, a great person? Not a great person. Do you think that you should tell them that what they are doing to you? I'm going to just say no. I'm going to just say no, you shouldn't tell them. Because here's the kicker. Kingston. Give me 1 second, okay? My son's smacking a basketball. I'm going to say no, because here's the kicker, y'all. A lot of narcissists and toxic people are absolutely okay with who they are. And that's just me keeping it real. A lot of narcissistic people, even if you tell them that they are a narcissist, they don't care. Some of them already know that they are narcissistic, and they do not care. Because guess what? You are the one that have to deal with them. You are the one that have to, you know, be with them in a relationship. A lot of them will tell you, I'm fine with who I am. If you want to be with me, then you have to change who you are. I'm good with being who I am. You need to change who you are. And that's the dynamic that goes into a lot of these toxic relationships, y'all. It just is. So they typically think that you are okay with who they are, because they are okay with who they are. I tell this to people all the time. Like, well, my ex knows that he's a narcissist and he doesn't want to change. Okay. So what can you change? In that situation right there, what can you change? If they tell you that they're okay being narcissistic, what can you change about them? You know? Literally, what can you change about them if they tell you, hey, look, I'm okay being a narcissist. Like, you got to change who you are. I'm fine being a narcissist. If you want to be with me, you got to change who you are. Because that's typically how it goes. And people don't, when I tell that to people don't want to hear it. I tell it to people all the time, too. I tell it to people all the time. Like, some people are okay with being a narcissist. But why? I just want to love them. I just want to care about them. I just want them to do this, do that. All right, look, I know what you want. You want that person to be better. You want that person to be better for y'all. You want that person to treat you better. You want to know that you matter to this person and things like that. But sometimes, y'all, you might not matter in the way that you want to matter. So they think, look, I'm cool with who I am. And sometimes they'll tell you that you are replaceable. You say, hey, I think you're a narcissist. You need to get some help. Well, if I'm a narcissist, I'm going to go find somebody else. If you don't deal with it, if you don't like me being a narcissist or whatever I do, I'm going to go find somebody else. There's plenty of other men and women who will deal with me. You're lucky to have me. You're lucky to have somebody put up with your stuff. Well, I'm a narcissist. What about you? I think you're a narcissist. Which goes into part two, step two right there. When you call a narcissist, or you point it out, guess what happens? They circle back to you. The finger points around back to you, and then they call you a narcissist. They put it onto you. They put it into your lap now. I've had some, even in my own personal story, I tell people all the time, like, when my wife called me a narcissist, the first thing I did, yeah, I didn't even know what it was. The first thing I did when my wife called me a narcissist was to call her one back. That's literally the first thing I did. When my wife opened her mouth and called me a narcissist, the first words out of my mouth was to call her a narcissist back. I'm a narcissist, you a narcissist. I didn't even know what it meant. I just knew it was insulting. So when she called me a narcissist, I called her one right back, because even though I didn't know what the word meant, I just thought it meant like cocky people, conceited people. I had no idea it was a personality disorder. I still knew it was insulting. You know what I mean? So with it being insulting to me, I was like, you know what? You ain't gonna call me no narcissist. You gotta deal with me. Rabble, rabble, rabble. So that's what happened. I called her one right back to her face. Did she like that? Absolutely not. She left. Everybody want to know what my wife did. Like, magical. Like, what did she do to get you to change? What did she do to you? No, she didn't do anything, y'all. She packed her stuff up and left. That's the magic that she did. So if you call a narcissist a narcissist, sometimes they're going to call you one back. Sometimes they're going to say, okay, cool. I know who I am. I'm okay with being who I am. You have to change who you are if you want to remain with me. So you have to deal with that right there. There you go. Like I said, should you tell them you're a narcissist? Most times I'm going to say no. But Lee, how do we get them to find out who they are? We want them to change. You want them to change. I want them to change because I want what's best for them. You want what's best for them. You. What about them? What about what they want? Sometimes they don't want to change who they are, y'all. And being a narcissist that's actually in therapy, working on themselves, trying to be better, it's hard. It's hard as hell. And I'm not making an excuse for people not to put the work in, for people not to go to therapy and work on themselves. I'm not saying that at all. I want everybody that has narcissistic tendencies to go to therapy some way, shape, or form. I do. Narcissistic tendencies, traits, any kind of mental health, behavior, issues, anything. I want you to go to therapy. I really, really do. And people, when I tell it to people, for some reason they don't believe it. You know, okay, cool. Whatever you say. But I do. But Lee, what if we have to? What if it's your parent, Lee? If it's my mom, can I tell her that I think she's a narcissist so she can go get help? What about my dad? If you have a narcissistic parent, they're not going to want to listen to you anyway because you're a parent. If it's your sibling, especially if you have an older sibling that you think might be narcissistic, you think they're going to listen to the little bro or little sis about anything that you have to say? You're going to listen to a little bro or little sis? You think your parents are going to listen to their kid? You know, you think your parents are going to listen to their child about what they have to say and things like that? You know what I mean? Tell me what you think. You think that narcissistic person in your life is going to be, you think it's going to be like that? I just want to know, what are we thinking here? I'm serious. I try to tell this to people all the time. I was like, so what are we thinking here in these situations? You have an adult narcissistic person that is completely set in their ways. You think they're going to change for somebody who they look at as a subordinate? If it's your boss, if it's, like I said, your sibling, somebody that thinks that they're better at you in life than you are, or just better overall in life than you are, or just a better person than you are, or make more money than you, you think they're going to listen to anything you have to say about narcissism? I'm just being real. This is not me trying to down everybody's hopes and dreams. But how do we get them to know, Lee? Yeah, they have to. You can show it to them, but they have to be at the stage and point of their life where they are ready to try to make some positive behavior alterations. They have to want to do it for themselves. You can show it to them, but they might start to use those videos and stuff to manipulate you with. I'm a horrible person. I don't know what I can do. I can't do this. I can't do that. You might be giving them the blueprint to manipulate you better. You know what I mean? So if you're dealing with a narcissistic person or toxic person, I know it's tough to have to, you want them to know, you want to tell them, but sometimes most times, that just ends up with you with more hurt feelings and less, you know, and stuff like that. But Lee, how can we tell them? If you had, Lee, automatic weapon to your head, how would you tell them? How would you tell them? If you had to tell somebody, how would you tell them? Tell us, Lee, how would you tell them? This is my thoughts right here, y'all, and don't do this. If you had to tell them some way, shape, or form, imagine trying to paint narcissistic personality disorder or toxic behaviors or toxic traits in a good light. Because if you don't paint it in a good light, if you don't make it seem like narcissism is a gift, not a curse that causes you to hurt people and stuff like that, you can't paint. You have to paint narcissistic personality disorder or NPD or borderline or any kind of cluster B, cluster A, whatever disorder. Paint that as a good thing. Paint it. You have to paint it. Because any other way you try to tell them about it, they're going to receive it as criticism. So you have to find a way to paint it in a good light. Hey, you know what? I think you might be a narcissist, and I love that. I love that about you. I love your narcissistic. I love your narcissistic tendencies. They just turn me on. I love your narcissistic traits. They just ooh la. I love it. Imagine saying that to somebody. You can't say that. Can you say that in an authentic way? Can you tell somebody that you love their narcissistic toxic traits in an authentic, positive way? You have to paint it in a positive light, because that's what I had to do for myself. I've painted toxic traits, toxic behaviors, childhood trauma, whatever. I've shifted my mindset into thinking it's like a, you know, like a superpower. I'm part of the X-Men, y'all. I'm at Charles Xavier's School of the gifted adolescents, gifted youth. You know what I mean? Gifted teens. I'm narcissist man. I'm the self-aware narcissist with the power to narc out, do narky stuff. You know what I mean? I've had to convince myself that it's not a negative, it's a positive. that I have this. If, you know, Les Brown, I'm gonna end it with this, y'all. Les Brown said, a lot of people go through life complaining and, you know, just down on themselves and being depressed, and they say things to themselves like, why me? Why me? Why do I have to do this? Why do I have to get this? Why can't somebody else do it? Why me? Why me? And Les Brown said, why not me? Why not you? Who better than me? Who better than me to take on narcissistic personality disorder? There's the narcissism kicking in. There's the ego kicking in. Who better than me? Why not me? I'm telling you, I've been working on myself for 17 years, y'all. It's been a long, arduous journey, I promise you. But anyway, y'all, I'm tired, y'all. I don't know if y'all can tell, but I'm tired, boss. Toronto, Canada was amazing. Thank y'all so much for coming out to Toronto. If you came out to Toronto, y'all, I truly appreciate every single one of you. I really, really do. I'm thankful for every single person that came through, that messaged me, that emailed me, that texted me. Thank y'all so much, y'all. Seriously. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. I'm getting emotional. What is weird?